with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Some airlines are improving in-flight meals.
Airlines are increasingly competing against better and better food being offered for sale in airports, so they're having to improve what they offer on the plane to get people to buy it.
Wall Street Journal reporter Allison Sider has the details. But first, here are some top stories. The Federal Reserve begins its two-day policy meeting on Tuesday amid international debate over inflation and whether 2% long the standard is the best target. Last year, former Fed Chairwoman Janet Yellen suggested revisiting the 2% target. In August, U.S. inflation was 2.7%. The Fed is expected to continue gradually raising short-term interest rates. The third rate hike of the year is expected after this week's meeting. The national murder rate declined slightly last year from 5.4 per 100,000 residents to 5.3. Data from the FBI also showed that overall violent crime, including murders, rapes, and aggravated assaults, fell after a two-year rise. Experts expect the trend to continue this year, with the Brennan Center for Justice projecting that the murder rate will decline in the nation's 30 largest cities in 2018. As ride-hailing services like Uber and Lyft attract more drivers, their pay is falling. Research by the J.P. Morgan Chase Institute found average driver income has declined by nearly half since 2013. The average driver earned $762 in March, down from more than $1,500 a month in 2013. Other factors include greater competition and lower fares. Chipotle has launched its biggest ad campaign ever in a quarter, focusing on the company's use of fresh ingredients. Wall Street Journal reporter Alexander Brewell says the company's been quiet following food safety issues in recent years, and that the new ad campaign is Chief Marketing Officer Chris Brandt's way of rehabilitating its damaged reputation.
Now that he's joined, he said that he really wants to make a lot of noise again and promote the brand and tell a story that's positive.
The company's new tagline, Chipotle for Real, emphasizes its focus on ingredients that aren't processed. The ads show close-ups of ingredients like vegetables and spices. Still to come, changes are coming to some in-flight menus. More airlines are updating their in-flight menus for coach flyers as customers opt for healthier choices. American Airlines is among the latest to do so, announcing a new partnership with fast casual chain Zoe's Kitchen. Joining us now via Skype with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Allison Sider. Allison, tell us about the new partnership between American and Zoe's. What is the airline planning to offer that's different from its current options?
So what American is going to start doing, they've partnered with a restaurant chain that's based in the Dallas area called Zoe's. It's a Mediterranean-inspired fast casual. So they spent over a year working with Zoe's to come up with some dishes, some meals that could be served on American flights that are similar to or inspired by what's served in Zoe's restaurants. So what they've come up with, there's a grilled chicken wrap, there's a turkey sandwich, there's a hummus box with two different types of hummus, there's a breakfast sandwich, and then there's waffles with hazelnut spread and fresh berries also for breakfast. So, you know, what's different about what they're offering is they're trying to really prioritize, you know, fresh flavors, fresh food, convince customers that it's worth waiting till they're on the plane to buy something to eat.
And we've also seen some other airlines up their game recently when it comes to offering healthier and tastier food. Who else has made improvements lately?
Yeah, well, we've got United announced recently that they're sort of making an improvement to their burger. They're going to have an Asiago cheese bun and a white cheddar. And they've partnered with Chobani, the yogurt brand, to create like a bread pudding. Delta is going to be updating its coach menu pretty soon here. Alaska Airlines over the summer also came out with a new menu that sort of touches on, you know, they're sort of what they're located on, they're based on the West Coast. They wanted to highlight some West Coast flavors and what they offer. You know, what we're hearing from a lot of the airlines is that, I mean, first, customers are interested in eating healthier on the planes. They want fresher food options. I think that's part of what American is looking to get from Zoe's. You know, it's a chain that people associate with freshness and health. So it sort of helps having that brand associated with the food on the airline might help convince customers that the food is fresh and healthy. And also, you know, the food in airports has gotten so much better the last couple of years. It's not just McDonald's and Burger King. There's you know, a lot of healthier, fresher options that people are excited about. And that's sort of the competition.
But as you write, there are a lot of logistical challenges to offering quality airline food. And it's no secret that airline food generally has a bad reputation in the coach class. But tell us about some of those challenges.
I think overcoming sort of some of people's preconceived notions about airline food is going to be a big problem. You know, a lot of people just haven't had good memories of eating on the plane. So they tend to eat at home or eat in the airport. And then logistically, you know, there's no chefs on airplanes. So all the meals have to be made before they can be put on the plane and things get soggy or stop tasting as fresh. You know, they had flight attendants consult during this process to sort of help figure out which dishes might have some pitfalls in service, you know, might be messy or hard to give out. And then, you know, airlines have multiple caterers all around the country. They all have to produce something that tastes identical. So that's involved a lot of coordination and a lot of training to sort of get everyone on the same page with that. And then it's difficult. You know, airlines don't want to bring too much on board. It adds a lot of weight and it can create a lot of waste. But if they, you know, have an item that people like and they run out of it, that can also be frustrating. So sort of figuring out the right amount to put on board is a challenge.
So looking ahead, are we likely to see more airlines making these changes? And how will that impact how much we pay for food on some of our longer flights?
You know, so far, I think the prices look pretty similar to what's on offer now. But I think we should expect to see airlines paying a little bit more attention or trying to offer a product for sale that people want. You know, we've seen a couple of airlines offering a little bit more free food. But, you know, in general, airlines are really looking to bring in revenue beyond ticket sales. And, you know, food is another possibility, another way for them to generate some sales. And, you know, the airline industry has been profitable. It's on track for a 9th straight year of profits. It's a record stretch of profitability. And they've put a lot of attention and investment in their business and first class offerings. And, you know, some of the carriers we talked to were like, you know, maybe it's also time to start investing in the economy product as well. So, you know, even though you're paying for it, and that's not necessarily likely to change, it seems like they are making an effort to provide a service that people really want.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Allison Sider joining us via Skype to talk about changes coming to in-flight meals. Allison, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for the Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.